Hi guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast, and today we have Black Clover, new chapter, that's chapter 36, and I'm going to do the recap right now. Now, it's been a while, it's been around a month, a couple, 3 weeks, 2 weeks since we've gotten a chapter. I can't even remember, I think it's been a month. And, you know, Black Clover chapters are normally very short, like 13 pages, the most you'll get is 16. But, you know, still have to give thanks, because it's a fast-paced manga, so I get why they probably do less chapters than the average, but it's fine. And this chapter was particularly entertaining. We get to see a fight between Yuno and one of the Dark Triad members. And we also got a lot of information, a lot of important information that I think is important. Now let's start with the opening chapter, right? Because Yuno did get some character development. The opening chapter, we notice a dialogue taking place between Yuno and Asta, right? And it goes something like this. You know, we are family, right? That's right. But we are not blood relations. Nope. We don't have any blood relatives. So let's take care of the friends we are going to meet like their family. We are more connected than people who are though, right? Yeah, we are. Where is this coming from? Alright, so that's a conversation between Yuno and Asta. And the reason why this is important is this chapter opened with this. With this page, in the first page, is that it's a testament to show how far Yuno has come. You know, Yuno is normally that impressionless, cool guy. You know, he doesn't really get angry, doesn't really smile, doesn't really do anything. There's just one expression on his face, which is normally like a nonchalant, don't really care what's gonna happen expression on his face, right? But it started out this way because remember, the last chapter end with the bloodbath after the Golden Dance. They were getting slaughtered, right? Slaughtered. Keep in mind, this is the guy that Yuno is affiliated with. He's also the vice captain, right? Now, so what is happening is that Yuno has started to appreciate the members of Golden Dawn. Plus, he's the vice captain, so by both affection and responsibility, Yuno is visible mad to see that the Guile members slash his families is being cut down by the Dark Triad. Right, this show major development for Yuno's character who never really shows any emotion. So that's the importance of that first page. It's to kind of give the logic behind what is happening to Yuno right now. It's basically a pact that Ian Asta made, that to treat the people who are their friends like their family and to treat them good. And Yuno has definitely become part, a real member of the club. Because another part of the flashback here that we see is Yuno talking with his group, with the members of the Golden Dawn, right? Let me read you what they say. So this is the Golden Dawn members. I'm sorry we treated you badly because you were a peasant. You're a fine Golden Dawn magic knight. Yuno, after the mission, let's go get something to eat. So they are trying to show you that he's been incorporated. He's becoming a normal member of the group, not just some guy who's just there, but it's not really welcome, right? And then here, another guy here jump and put his hand around him and say, "Vice Captain, 18 months after joining the brigade, geez, check you out." Right? And then we have a female here saying that, "You have started to smile lately, you know. It's better look for you." Again, this is all information to show you that Yuno has indeed grow and has become attached to the members of the Golden Dawn. He's even smiling, right? He doesn't even really smile with Asta, right? So this has become his new home. He has become a part of this group as more than just a vice member, more than just a vice captain. He's their family to him, right? And Yuno is visibly angry, right? He asks this question, "What are you doing to my comrades?" He's visibly angry. Right, which is again major character development for Yuno. And this is what I like about Black Clover, you know. Like, I know it's fast paced and stuff like that, but it does pay attention to certain details, you know. Yuno is normally the nonchalant type, you know. Even when shit is going hitting the fan, he's like, "Let's just do what we have to do." He doesn't really get angry. But the opening chapter and the two first pages, and you know, the question, "What are you doing to my comrades?" show, and with the visible angry face, again, you guys have to read the manga, it's showing that Yuno has really grown as a character, and that is great. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate the details there, right? Now, this chapter was really great because, again, Yuno had a big fight, and we got a lot of information reveal, like, what level is Yuno at, why did the Triad attack the Golden Dawn, and all of that, right? Now, again, Yuno is really strong, guys. He's really strong. Now he attacked, you know, after being visible mad, he launched an attack, right? And the guy easily blocked it, right? Easily blocked it and made a comment saying that, listen, it's gonna be hard to break my defense because he uses rock magic. Again, that's very tough material. Plus, he's saying that, yo, his magic is enhanced. So he said, my stone magic is amped up with the devil's power. It's harder than iron or steel. Can you break this down with wind? Right? And it was great. So Yuna couldn't really break through defensively. But then Yuna launched a new attack. I don't think I've ever seen it. He's basically combined mana zone with the spirit, with his spirit form, and the technique is called Spirit's Hushed Dance, right? Which is basically moving at high speed silently, because hush means quiet. So Spirit's Hushed Dance, right? And the guy was visible, shocked that he was fighting. He was like, that little, he's rescuing the ones who ain't dead yet and blocking my attack. My gosh, that's some great feat, you know. How can you be moving so fast that you're fighting a guy who's not no weakling, right? You're blocking him while actively rescuing your team members. He's actually moving super fast. You know, I like the dialogue. I like this little information that shows exactly how fast he's moving, right? He's simultaneously blocking, still within the middle of a fight while rescuing his teammate. And then the guy was like, and the Arcane Stage Captain is going up against Master Zeno, no. Right, so the captain they're talking about is William Vengeance. We're going to talk about that more that down after. And I say, well, look at that. So there was a zero stage besides the captain. Besides the captain here, this just got real good. And the zero stage he's talking about is Yuno, which is getting me to think that Yuno is possibly as strong as Captain Vengeance. Well, probably not as strong, but they're in the same classifications in terms of power, right? No, keep in mind, if you remember back to when Asta and Noel first entered our kingdom, and you know they were basically the power system was basically being explained to them that you have from 9 to 0, right? Level 0 being the strongest, right? And keep in mind, we had a time skip of 6 months, so Yuno must have been training over those times, and he's now the vice captain, which means that he has risen in status and in power, right? He's visibly and strong. Right, so it's not a surprise that he's a level 0, but to think that he's level 0 in the same bracket as William Vengeance. But of course you have levels to the level 0, right? You have like entry level 0, middle stage level 0, and top level 0. I'm guessing that Yuno is probably like entry mid level, level 0, and Vengeance is probably upper echelon, right? I'm guessing Asta is probably at, well, you can't really classify Asta by the type, by the leveling of power type thing, right? Which is why you have this term called Arcane. Now, for those of you who don't know what Arcane is, I'm going to explain it to you, right? So, we had it somewhere written down. Oh, here we go. Let's see, where is it? So wait, I can't find it. But it basically, what the Arcane Mage is like, their power exists outside the measuring abilities of the current way that people measure magic, right? So you can't classify Asta's power. I mean, there's no, people think he's weak because he has no mana, but he's really strong because he's not like he's powerless. He just doesn't have the conventional power, right? Of the normal conventional power of the society that he's inhabiting, right? Which makes it hard to really gauge how strong he is. It's basically like you're trying to measure water with a ruler. I mean, you could probably measure the distance, but you basically won't be able to measure what this water is capable of or stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if that example makes sense, but that's basically the point, right? So that's basically what an Arcane Mage is. Right, and so far we know of three persons, right? We have Sekre, Swallowtail, William Vengeance, and Asta, which explain why the golden dawn is being attacked. Which Yuna asks during the manga, like, what? Yuna was still confused as to why the golden dawn was being attacked. Asks the Dark Triad member, which they gave his name. I'm not sure if I'm gonna be pronouncing it right. It's Gade Royce. Agede rose, to which he replied, the dark tribe needs arcane stage mages. And this kind of give us an idea of the mission, at least a glimpse, a little bit of what is taking place with the triad. You know, they are out searching for people who are special in terms of like their power. I'm not sure what is their ultimate goal, but that's part of it, right? Arcane stage mages are mages. Explain that again, but I'll give you the definition that they are written down. Arcane stage mages are mages that have power that is so unique that it exists outside of the normally measured part. Normally measurable parameters of magic. For example, as I stated earlier, Asta's Sacred Vengeance. These examples should show clearly why they attacked the Golden Dance. They came for vengeance. William, right? And also information as to why Yuno father was killed. Right? Again, the Dark Triad member that Yuno is fighting, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Gadriel's comment. Basically say that Yuno father was killed because he was weak. Right, he died because he was weak and peace loving, and basically the Dark Triad killed him and realized that people needed to fight and needed power, and basically that's why they get rid of him. Right, and as you already know, the Spade Kingdom is on an expansionist mission. Right now, they already invaded Diamond Kingdom, basically took over most of it, and they're coming now for Clover Kingdom and Art Kingdom, which is why Asta and his friends were assembled to go and stop that. Right, so I really enjoyed this chapter. I was a little disappointed that it was this short, but you know, you got to get used to it by now. You know, I was like, yo, they coming off of a break, they should give us something more. But yeah, that's besides the point right now. The point is that the chapter, even though it was short, gave us a lot of information, you know. And also another thing I forgot to point out is that Yuno seemed to have accepted the fact that he's actually a member. He's actually from Spade Kingdom, right? Because in his final, and of course he defeated the man, but in his final attack, you know, so after Guard is commenting about his father, the king at that time, was weak, and that's the reason why they kill him, right? It seems to get under Yuno's skin, and Yuno's fired up his ultimate attack, that, right? Wind spirit creation magic, the spirit of Zephyr, right? And launch it at him. Yuno seems also, after doing this, seems to have acknowledged the fact that, alright, I accept it, say, I come from the kingdom. And he muttered to himself, I will be the one to shut this tongue. I don't care whether it's as a magic knight of Clover Kingdom or as a prince of the Spade Kingdom. So it seems like Yuno is now accepting his responsibilities as a Spade Kingdom prince, right? And also accepting the responsibility. He's basically saying that regardless of which identity I'm going to use, I'm going to have to put this down. And I'm guessing he's talking not just at the person that he's fighting currently, but also on a wider scale, putting down the Dark Triad. That's what I'm thinking, right? And I think the comments that the Dark Triad member that he's fighting comments really trigger him about, he basically killed his father because he's weak and all of that. So, yeah, people, that's the manga for today. That's the recap. I actually like this chapter. I'm going to be reading next chapter. So make sure if you like the recap and you want to listen to my recaps, make sure you hit follow me wherever you listen to podcasts. And also have a website, theanimepodcast.com, right? www.theanimepodcast.com. You guys can go check me out there as well and listen to and read my articles. I do a written version of the recap, so you guys can read it if you don't want to listen to my voice. I'm gonna be putting that in the description, the link. So check it out, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Goodbye.